This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming up this hour, hi everybody, Kate Delaney. In our next segment, we will take you to the Man Cave because, of course, the NFL, and it's just a good reminder to everybody that we do nail the score on Tuesdays in our last segment of our first hour. I picked the game of the week, and we'll see if anybody nailed the score the last time around. And we'll reveal that. And then, of course, we'll reveal the game of the week. And all you have to do, you don't even have to like football. You just call in, pick a side, and tell me what you think the score is going to be. And you can also email it to me as well. It was another wild weekend, week three in the NFL. And we're going to talk about it in our very, very next segment. But hello, as we kick things off, the story that everybody wants to talk about is what in the heck is going on with the weather. And because once again, in another part of the country, this time Florida is going to be the victim in some way. Tropical Storm Ian right now is getting ready to reach Cuba, but it's expected to hit the Gulf Coast area of Florida. However, it could go up to the panhandle. There are all these models. You know how we have a European model, an American model, etc. And in looking at the models, it is like whiplash as to where it's going to be. They call it the cone of uncertainty. So Florida officials are urging all of you who are listening to me and your friends and family to be prepared for the worst. It is a risk of dangerous storm surge type deal. Hurricane force winds and heavy rainfall along the west coast of Florida and the Florida panhandle by the middle of the week. Regardless of the storm's exact track and strength, there's going to be something that will happen there. Governor Ron DeSantis held a news conference on Sunday warning people that even if the storm weakens before landfall, you're still going to have some significant impacts. And so pay attention to that, stressing that, because heavy rain, strong winds, flash flooding, and that surge can be deadly, even isolated tornadoes. And the threat, especially, they're focusing on the storm surge, because whatever surge develops, while Ian is a major hurricane, could persist as it nears land, even if the storm weakens. So do you have a Cat 4 storm surge and maybe a Cat 1 or Cat 2 hurricane when it hits landfall? It's tricky. So the good news is there's enough time to get ready, knowing your evacuation route, having food, water, batteries, chargers for your phone, insurance documents, all that kind of stuff, because who knows? It's eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to where it will hit. And certainly in this show, you know, I've taken you down the path of places where people have been hit by hurricanes. You know, people forget Katrina was really about water in New Orleans and all those deaths. It was about the bowl that it is, and what happened in New Orleans was a tragedy, very different from the wind that and the that part of the hurricane that hit Biloxi, Mississippi. And we did a show from there as well. And that was about people told, you know, we're going to put an X on your house because this is a forced mandatory evacuation. If you don't want to go, we're going to put an X so we know to come back and we're going to find your body, basically. And I know several people who were involved in that hurricane and, in fact, came back to nothing, where their house was gone. It was just completely gone. I mean, everything, barely any remnants of anything. So it's smart to warn people, to give them as much notice as possible. And the world we live in now, we're all about paying attention to what the weather is I say it on this show all the time, it's the whiplash weather show, because that's what the deal is. So what happens Monday into Tuesday, it'll bring 6 to 10 inches, maybe even 16 in western Cuba, flash floods there and mudslides and what you would expect, and then it moves north through the Gulf of Mexico. So they're distributing sandbags. They're asking people to prepare their property to reduce the risk of storm damage, to, like I said, stock up on supplies, radios, medications, all that stuff. And I think people are heeding it, because I've been running around and watching and seeing what people are doing, and have been in the store to see that the water is off the shelves, etc. Because, you know, I live in that region. I live on along the Gulf Coast. We'll see exactly where it hits. It's unpredictable, but, you know, it is smart to be prepared. I saw with my own eyes what happened to people when they weren't prepared, and it's no fun, because now all of a sudden you're scrambling trying to find things, and then you can't get back to your house, and then what happens if power goes out, and yada yada, which we have seen. So right now, Tropical Storm Ian is plaguing the minds of many, many people across this great country. Plaguing the minds of many Russians is this mobilization act of Vladimir Putin, who wants more soldiers in Ukraine. So they've reached out to former men, and maybe some women, but mostly men, who have served in the military, and they're being told they have to serve, pretty much, just getting that notice, and they don't want to do it. So there's some of them are running, trying to get away, trying to go across the border, and they're getting arrested. They're getting pulled out. The stakes have been raised. The mobilization would only affect Russians with previous military experience. I mean, that's what they're saying. So 300,000 reservists called up, but there is a fear among the Russians of a wider draft in the future. So there have been some protests. At least 1,400 protesters that we know of, anyway, have been detained in dozens of cities across Russia as of this past weekend. When do you ever hear that? Right? It's a communist country. It is ruled by really an oligarch. So it's spreading, and they don't like it. They don't want to be caught up. They don't want to do it. And you've got military-aged men fleeing the country rather than risk being conscripted. And there's video footage showing long lines of traffic at land border crossings into several neighboring countries, and surging airfares and sold-out flights, just getting away, not wanting to serve. And, wow, how about that? I can't say I'm totally surprised by this, because of what's been hidden about Ukraine, and what also now maybe some Russian people realize or know about the situation. So Ukraine's President Zelensky, during his nightly address on Saturday, called Russia's partial mobilization a mobilization to graves, and urged soldiers to surrender, saying that those who surrender will be treated in a civilized manner, and to know that their surrender was voluntary, and if they are afraid to return to Russia and do not want to exchange, they'll find a way to ensure that as well. How about that? Smart on his part. Wonder how many will take him up on that offer. We're headed to the man cave next.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Thank you, my friend Andy, for that always. And or the Woe Man Cave. Anybody's welcome in this cave, right? We're talking about sports. The NFL. I talked already about Nail the Score. Remember, Tuesday, first hour, last segment, I pick the game of the week. You call in or send me an email and let me know who you think wins, what team, and give me a numerical guess. And if you nail the score, woo! You win prizes, my friends. And you get bragging rights, and you don't have to know anything. You don't have to analyze it. You don't have to know anything about sports. Like, who would have predicted the Broncos beat the 49ers? Maybe you predict that. But 11-10, that was the final score. This was the Sunday night game. Oh, I watched this game. I was looking for signs of the old Russell Wilson, and he kind of emerged a little bit. But they won despite going three and out nine times. Their biggest drive was a 12-play, 80-yarder that included a 12-yard scramble by Wilson himself. Jimmy Garoppolo, in his first start for the injured Trey Lance, who broke his ankle, drove the 49ers to midfield, but his pass to Deebo Samuel was tipped and intercepted, and boy, there were all kinds of problems like that. And they could have won it. You know, they could have won it, but did not win it. So in the end, go Broncos, right? The crowd was booing Russell Wilson and their Broncos. So I'm sure they were happy for that win. So now they are 2-1 on the season. How about the Rams? The Rams beating the Cardinals. Sorry, my Arizona friends, because I know in Tucson and Phoenix and all those other great places, You were pulling for your cards. Cards are 1-2 now. Rams are 2-1. 2012 was the final score. Matty Stafford, remember, coming off of winning a Super Bowl, 249 yards passing in that win, and Arizona just could not get things going. And that's what it was about, right? It's hard to defend Kyler Murray, but it seems like the Rams had some opportunities. But it was a strange game. Murray was 37 of 58 passing yards for 314 yards. But the Cardinals at early cut the deficit 13-9 in the third quarter off of a field goal. But then the Rams took control on the, last drive. That's basically what it was. They pushed and pushed, and then they finally got to where they wanted to be, and that was in the win column. So 2012 is the final score again in that game. Buccaneers and the Packers. This was the game of the week for a lot of people because at Raymond James Stadium, you had the great Tom Brady, maybe the GOAT, and probably the GOAT, and Aaron Rodgers going up against each other, so to speak. And this was a wild game because Aaron Rodgers, beat a shorthanded Tampa Buccaneers team. They had so many people out. Offense was lame. Didn't have a bunch of wide receivers. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones, they weren't there. So, of course, the offense didn't have much of a chance. For the second straight week, the Bucs were held without a touchdown into the fourth quarter. He finally got them to the end zone, a one-yard pass to Russell Gage. But Tampa couldn't force overtime with a two-point conversion. First, there was a delay of game penalty, and then an incomplete pass that was tipped by one of the Packers linebackers who was incredible. So he knew where to move, and that was that. And the Packers forced two turnovers and held Tampa Bay to fewer than 200 net yards before the Bucs' final drive. So 14-12, like I said, was the final score in that game. In other games, you had the Seahawks losing to the Falcons 27-23. Geno Smith making that push for I belong, and the Seahawks now are 1-2. The Jags, they've come to life. They beat the Chargers 38-10. Trevor Lawrence, 262 yards passing and 3 TDs. It's fun to watch him at Clemson. And like I said, now the Jags are coming to life. The Eagles' domination in the NFC East, they beat, the lowly Commanders. 24-8 was the final score. Jalen Hurts passes for 340 yards and 3 touchdowns. Carson Wentz, the former quarterback for the Eagles, 211 passing yards. It was a miserable day for him. Oh, my Saints fans, the Panthers. I was pulling for the Saints. I'll just say it. I was pulling for the Saints. Jameis Winston was furious at one point, stalking the sidelines. The Panthers ended up beating the Saints 22-14. There's a bunch of zeros on the board for New Orleans. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, they put up 14 points in the fourth quarter. Despite all the opportunities they had that Carolina kept giving them, the Titans beat the Raiders 24-22. This was an interesting game. I thought, and of course it was in Nashville, but I thought the Raiders were going to win this, and I thought it was going to be tight, though. Derrick Henry ran for 85 yards and a touchdown. He had 58 more yards catching. The Titans avoided their worst start since 2009, when they lost their first 6 games. So this was a big needed win for them. The Raiders, what's happened to them? They're 0-3, their worst start since 2018. A week after blowing a 20-point lead to our friends in Arizona in overtime, they had every chance to get back into the game in the second half. They just blanked Tennessee after halftime. So, Josh McDaniels, the third full-time Raiders coach to start 0-3, so they've been close in games, Close doesn't count, though. You have to put wins on the board. Derek Carr was 26 of 44 for 303 yards and two touchdowns, but they had that feel of sputtering. That's what it was. They had the feel of sputtering. And Henry was good. He was able to move the ball on the ground for the Titans, and I think that was such a big part of the difference of this game. Okay, so we look at that game and we go to the Colts and the Chiefs. If I told you the Chiefs lost to the Colts, would you be surprised? They did! This was in Indianapolis, so they were pretty happy about it. 2017. That is a highlight of all highlights. Matt Ryan was happy about it because the 37-year-old quarterback could give them a win in front of the home crowd. Pat Mahomes, the defense just was all over him. That's what happened. And they could never, there's all these miscues by the Chiefs that you're not used to seeing. And when he had to, Matty Ice, Ryan, was better when he had to be better. So he finished 27 to 37, 222 yards, even though he was sacked five times and lost two fumbles. But he, like I said, he was good when he needed to be good enough, and that's what happened. Now, there were some questions about field calls on the field. Pat Mahomes wasn't happy with the play calling at the end of the first half. As the Chiefs walked off the field, he let his offensive coordinator know about it. They exchanged words on the field, and it was a rough day for the Chiefs, not what you would expect, like I said. The Bears beat the Texans at Soldier Field, so they're 2-1, 23-20. The final score in that game, the 3 points at the end made the difference, like I said, in front of the home crowd, that's a good thing. The Vikings, what is going on with the Vikings? They're 2-1. But they beat the Lions 28-24, 14 points in the fourth quarter, the big difference. Kirk Cousins, 260 yards passing and a couple of touchdowns for the Vikings. But, boy, they looked anemic in the beginning of this game. You know, they got a new coach, Kevin O'Connell, who's, I think, looks like he's trying to kind of mix it up, add a couple of different things there. And losing to the Lions would just not be good for Vikings fans, but they didn't. They won in the end, and so that's what matters. That's the big takeaway in this, and they'll adjust. Monday Night Football, you got the Giants at MetLife hosting the Dallas Cowboys. This one's so tight, according to the odds makers, the Giants are only a 1-point favorite. We close the door to the man cave, and I'll meet you on the other side.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tony Marissa reporting. Residents in Florida are keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Ian as it barrels through the Caribbean. This Tampa man is lining up for sandbags to protect his home.
Keep the water out of your place if it actually gets to that point. Better safe than sorry.
The storm is expected to become a hurricane by Monday when it passes over Cuba and could lash large sections of the state. Tennessee and North Carolina State broke into the top 10 of the Associated Press college football poll Sunday. Meanwhile, Georgia remained number one and received 55 of 63 first-place votes in the top 25 presented by Regions Bank. Number two, Alabama. Number three, Ohio State. And finally, Rihanna will headline Super Bowl 57's halftime show. The NFL and co-promoters Apple Music and Rock Nation announced the news late Sunday afternoon. Super Bowl 57 scheduled to take place February 12, 2023 at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right now, I got a great shot of inspiration for you, and it comes in the form of this book, Defining Moments of a Free Man from a Black Stream. And it's written by Dr. Frank Douglas. He's in our virtual green room, and he joins us now. Dr. Douglas, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for the invitation.
So, first of all, before we dive into your book, which there's a little bit of an autobiographical thing for sure here, of course, tell us about your story.
Well, I was born in Georgetown, Guyana, which was British Guyana at the time, and to a very, very modest, you would say poor family. And about age 12, I actually converted to evangelism, which I think is what, in a way, changed my life, because at that time, I think I was headed in the wrong direction. And having accepted Christ as my Savior, then I became very involved in the church and at the same time became really focused on my schoolwork. That led me to become actually a top student in Guyana, placing first in a couple of major national examinations. The result of which brought me to the attention of the U.S. And in 1963, I received a Fulbright scholarship from the U.S. government as an undergraduate to attend Lehigh University, which is where I entered the U.S. in August of 1963, and did my bachelor's in chemistry in the engineering school at Lehigh University. From there, went on to Cornell University, where I did a PhD in physical chemistry, and also did a medical degree, then trained as an internist and neuroendocrinologist. Most of my life, however, I spent in the pharmaceutical industry, where I was either head of research or later for many years the global head of both research and development for large companies such as Aventis, which is now Sanofi. Retired in 2004 and went back to academia and was at MIT for 2 or 3 years.
Wow, what an interesting journey, and incredible those ladders that you climbed from the Fulbright Scholar, which is such an honor, and then Lehigh and Cornell, and you know what you did in the pharmaceutical industry, and then ultimately working at MIT with the brilliant minds there. Was it, take me back to the beginning, was it easy to jump to America? What was that like to go from Guyana to jumping into the United States?
Well, it was a big shock for me. Of course, I was very excited. Didn't really know much about America except, you know, it was the land of opportunity. That there were brilliant people in America and very kind people. But I arrived about 2 weeks before Martin Luther King's march in Washington and was stunned to find the racial animus in America. And remember, 63, Medgar Evers was assassinated later September. The three young girls in the church in Alabama, you know, were killed. And then I began to face the reality that, you know, the very evangelicals who had come to Guyana and convinced me that becoming an evangelical Christian, we all loved each other, we all would go to heaven. But suddenly I couldn't even attend their churches here in America. So that was really quite a shock for me.
How hard was it to deal with the racism that you face? And do you think it's gotten any better in this country or worse? Or where do you stand on that?
Well, it's fascinating. Initially, I had difficulty. One of the wonderful things, however, is that along my journey, and I mentioned that one of the reasons I wrote the book was also to celebrate, you know, the many individuals who helped me along my journey here. So I had both the good times and the bad times, I must say.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that as I look back, as I look at what is happening now, I actually think it's worse than it was in 63 when I arrived. Because since 63, there have been so many improvements. And then suddenly here we are with this hatred, and some of which is led by evangelicals, actually, or by individuals who claim to be evangelicals, that it is worse. It seems as though a hatred has been released in the country that I did not really see when I was here. There were evidences of individuals, but not this large spirit of hatred. And you know, when I see cases of neighbors, you know, attacking other neighbors because the kids are wearing masks, etc., there's a sudden meanness that I'm finding very difficult to actually harmonize with you know, the thought of America being an advanced country, the thought of America being a Christian country. You know, all of those things, love thy neighbor as thyself, you know, suffer little children to come unto me. All of those things that the evangelicals taught me, I see evangelicals now doing the very opposite. So I think it is worse than it was in 1963.
Yeah. And so as you see the road out of it, what do you think? You're a super educated man. What do you see the road out of this is, the way out?
Well, you know, it is really simple and it's difficult. I think, one, having grown up in a developing country, I will tell you, you know, we recognize cultism when we see it. And Americans have got to simply recognize that right now they are following a cult. And when people are following a cult, there's nothing rational about this. It has nothing to do with educational level. You know, it happens to do with some basic need that is driving people to go into that cult. So that's one. The second thing is that responsible individuals need to speak up. You know, if we have a situation where we're only hearing, you know, one side of this and others are remaining silent, then they are part of the problem. As we say, you know, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Mm. So I think more individuals have got to give the other side and speak to our better angels, you know, than to allow, you know, the worst angels to be running the day. And the third thing I will say, which is something that actually I find rather strange. Where are our psychologists and social workers and our ministers, the individuals who are the two our trusted leaders? Where are they? They should be speaking up. They should be trying to explain to us, you know, from a social, a psychological perspective, what is happening in the country and get the dialogue going.
Oh, so well said. Dr. Frank Douglas, this book is fascinating, and there's so much that you talk about in the book. I mean, you talk about being involved in pharmaceutical research for drugs that treat tuberculosis and arthritis and diabetes and seizures and cancer and pulmonary embolism and so much more. Your story is really inspiring. What do you hope people take out of reading your book, Defining Moments of a Free Man from a Black Stream?
One, as I said in the introduction, particularly for young black kids and brown kids, to not ever let anyone dissuade them from their dreams. That, you know, you can dream, you can be judged, as Martin Luther King said, he hoped his kids would be judged. You can be judged by the content of your character, regardless of what is happening when people see your skin. So do not be dissuaded from pursuing your dreams. That's one. The second thing that I would like people to get from the book is that having a core set of values and sticking to those values and having grit, true grit, to stick to your values, regardless of what the outcome might be, but sticking to your values, that is very important in helping to deal with all of the situations that you might face. And I might add a third, which I mentioned earlier, because I want to say it again, is they are people of goodwill. Regardless of what is going on, you will find that they are people of goodwill. And when you find such individuals, embrace and let them embrace you and celebrate them.
Well, perfect place to end this. Again, I could not agree more with what you said. Hold those people close because they are so, so valuable. Dr. Frank Douglas, congratulations on all your accomplishments and what you're doing with your book. And again, you can get this book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever great books are sold. Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The name of the book is Too Early, Too Late, Now What? We have the author David Hawk with us. David, thanks for bumping on with us.
Yep, that is the author, and that's the title. There's two versions of it. I think you're talking about the second one with a better cover.
With a bet, yeah. There you go. So tell us about it.
Well, it's a reprint of a book written back in 1979 at the end of a two-year research project I did. International project with 20 major companies and 6 governments involved, and done while I was based at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. And so I did this project during 2 years on environmental deterioration and what to do about it. And we concluded at the end that we were approaching climate change far worse than where we started the project. And so we wrote this book at the end, which became my dissertation for my PhD at the Wharton School of Business, and took them almost a year to review it because it was extremely controversial. Most people had never heard of the idea of climate change. And the dean came out strongly against it, did his best to make sure I couldn't graduate, but he failed. The president overrode him. And then students rebelled against the dean, and they published the thesis. I didn't. they became the publishers of this book in 79. And then it sort of laid there for 40 years, and most people didn't care much about climate change 40 years later. And so it meant something to the companies involved. You know, in fact, Exxon at the time, Exxon CEO was involved in the project, so was Texaco's, and they were very much behind the work, and they were strong supporters and helped very, very much. But they both got replaced by their boards with, shall we call them, Texas oil men, which changed the companies and got rid of the idea of climate change. Anyway, 40 years later, I had this republished with Arthur House as Too Early, Too Late, Now What? That was because the University of Princeton came back to me and wanted to do the republishing. That was because back in 79, Princeton president quite liked the dissertation, particularly since the dean of the Wharton School didn't like it. I think they were enemies or something. And he you know, was deceased when an editor came back to me and wanted to republish it under Princeton Press. And I said, fine, and I sent him the document. And then I gave him this title, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And he was very upset with the title, upset with the cover, upset with me, as most people are, I guess. He wanted me to send him a new cover with a clear title, not this ambiguity of Too Early, Too Late. He hated that. So I put together a new cover and a new title and sent it to him. And he called me back and said, based on this, he would never talk to me again.
Wow.
He could never have it. And the new title I sent him with, shall we say, clarity was, Humans Are F***ed. And he somehow didn't think Princeton Press should publish a book with such a title. And so he, shall we say, moved on. A few weeks later, an editor from Arthur House contacted me and said, we'd love to publish that book, which a Princeton editor was talking about over lunch and hated, and we'd like to publish it. But could we publish it with the ambiguous title, not the clear title?
Right. So you went back to that.
So I gave them the Too Early, Too Late, not when they published it.
So here's the thing. Let me stop you there, because we want to tell people that are listening, they want to know what's in the book. We know that you went through this horrible time of getting it out there, but you did this incredible research at a really esteemed university, and now here it is, and it is the document's easy to understand and very clear. So what are some of the things that you, in your research, what are some of the nuggets that are in the book?
Well, I worked closely with these companies, and what we were studying was regulation and also studying the generation of pollution in refineries and factories. And we found such things as those out in the refinery and on the edge had a better idea of what to do than those did in headquarters, which was startling at the time, because we thought the engineers in headquarters were smarter, and they weren't. The people out working in the factories tended to be smarter, and that was somewhat phenomenal. But then we found that the regulation simply wasn't working in the area of environmental protection. And we went into some detail to show why it wasn't working and why it was pretty sad for humans because they were counting on it. So anyway, we used the facilities, say the refineries or the factories, and used the companies that had several refineries in several countries. And that way we could compare the actual output of pollution based on the regulation mode that was being used by the government. And we got some startling results, such as the U.S. legislation in the area was about 10,000 pages long. And the legislation in Sweden, which also had Exxon and Texaco refinery, was 25 pages long. And the refinery and the factories in Sweden were far cleaner than the ones in the U.S. And we were somewhat shocked how badly the U.S. regulation performed, even though it's much tougher, longer, whatever. And a minister in the Swedish government made a pronouncement in the press when he was talking about the project, said that we Swedes are a bit strange. We're not like the Americans at all. We believe in order to obey the law, you should understand it. Obviously, Americans don't believe that. And that caused quite a bit of dissension in various quarters in the U.S. because they were being made fun of. But nonetheless, we had quite a number of things going on in the project, one of which was a man called Black, chief scientist for Exxon, worked closely with me in the study, and he came out with a paper in 1977 as part of the project on climate change. And he was one of the first to seriously use the word climate change. And he made a presentation to the, shall we say, managers of Exxon that was done in New Jersey. I went with him to the presentation. And he presented climate change and why Exxon had to get out of fossil fuels, why it was crucial. And the audience believed him. It was amazing how the Exxon people were ready to look for other sources of energy. It was quite amazing. And in fact, the CEO of Exxon at the time was really quite interested and began to give some lectures about my work and about Black's work. And so it made a bit of news. Nonetheless, the board of directors at Exxon got very unhappy with him. And I think 4 years later fired him and replaced him with a Texas oil man who thought climate change was a hoax. So then Exxon went off on its trip. And I had similar experiences with some of the other companies. But during the time, we had quite a few people in the companies very much behind the idea that humans were headed for a dead end. And so a pretty grim future if they didn't do something radically different. Anyway,
now here it is re-released and people can read about those findings and all the things that you've mentioned sprinkled in here in the book, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And you can get that on Amazon. David, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Now, there's a book underway addressing the Now What, which I think you'd find maybe more interesting.
Yep, there you go. Now What? Same thing. So look for that. Yeah.
And one more point on that. A major problem that I found in this work is the idea of management. And the major problem with management has to do with the first three letters.
Yeah.
And so I put together a scheme on femagement, on the urgency of replacing masculine managers with feminine managers. It's quite urgent.
Right,
so
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Now what? All right, so David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.